Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are in the lower 80s to start this morning, but no heat advisory for today. The air quality alert is still on the board. Expected high today, 101. It is Tuesday, July 27th. The North Texas congressional seat that's been vacant for months will be filled today. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein with more on today's special election.
Susan Wright and Jake Elzey are squaring off in the runoff in Texas's 6th Congressional District for the right to succeed Wright's late husband, Ron Wright. I asked both to list their top priorities if elected to Congress. Wright listed her top three.
Number one, hands down, is border security. The second thing is going to be the economy. People want to get back to work full speed. And the third thing is local control for their education.
And border security was also the first priority that Elzey listed.
Drugs coming across the border, 90% of the heroin coming across the border, gang members coming across the border, illegal weapons coming across the border, sick people coming across the border.
The 6th Congressional District includes Ellis and Navarro counties, as well as southeastern Tarrant County. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Former President Trump has decided to back Attorney General Ken Paxton in his bid for re-election. Land Commissioner George P. Bush is challenging Paxton for the job and worked hard to get Trump's endorsement. The Land Commissioner was the only member of the Bush family to support Trump in 2016. Back in May, former President Trump hinted he might back Bush, but in a statement released last night, he announced he will support Ken Paxton. Ava Guzman, the former state Supreme Court justice, is also running in the Republican primary against Paxton. In Austin, lawmakers are stepping in an attempt to keep Texas in the Big 12. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
Yesterday, both Texas and Oklahoma notified the Big 12 they were leaving the conference. Now lawmakers in Austin are stepping up to make sure they stay exactly where they're at. First, a bill has been filed requiring legislative approval before universities change conferences. Secondly, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has asked Senator Jane Nelson of Flower Mound to chair a new select committee on the future of college sports in Texas. The aim of the committee? To study the athletic and economic impact to the state schools and communities by UT's exit from the Big 12. The hearing will be held next Monday. The special session is still underway. Democrats not there. They're still in the nation's capital, keeping the House from getting a quorum so nothing can get passed. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Now the latest COVID numbers around the area. 1,233 patients are hospitalized with the coronavirus in North Texas. That's an increase of more than 100 in one day. COVID patients taking up more than 8.5% of overall bed capacity and now more than 27% of available adult ICU beds. The vast majority of those being treated have not been vaccinated. Assistant Dallas Police Chief Avery Moore in the running to become the top cop in Austin. He's one of seven finalists. The list includes four women plus the current interim Austin Police Chief. Moore is a 30-year veteran of the Dallas Police Force. He currently heads up the Investigations and Tactical Branch. Earlier this year, Moore made the short list when Columbus, Ohio was looking for a new chief. A Balch Springs man is convicted of capital murder in the 2015 stabbing death of a Carrollton man. Kendrick Alexander will spend the rest of his life in prison with no chance for parole. Alexander admitted he was at Steve Lehman's apartment for a burglary, but claimed he was only the getaway driver. Denton County First Assistant DA Jamie Beck says Alexander tried to blame a gang member he only knew by the name Big Boy.
We do not know the identity of Big Boy, and it is our firm belief that Big Boy does not truly exist.
That jury in Denton was only out an hour before arriving at the guilty verdict. Some Plano condo owners are unhappy with the noise coming from a neighboring music hall, and last night they went to the city council for help.
The dispute between Windrose Tower occupants and Legacy Hall, part of the Legacy West Business and Cultural District, has been simmering for a long time. Dwayne Bates, Windrose Tower general manager, told the council they've tried to talk to Legacy West to no avail, but Joseph Magliarditi, president of Legacy Hall's parent company, says they've made a good faith effort.
Gentleman that represents Windrose Tower said we've done nothing. Let me tell you what we have done. We've adjusted our hours. We used to have entertainment from 9 to 11. We changed it from 8 to 10. We've adjusted our volume level.
In the end, the council took no action, saying simply they'd revise city noise ordinances and permit processes for future consideration. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In downtown Dallas, Reunion Towers celebrating all North Texans who win gold at the Summer Olympics. It's putting on a red, white, and blue light show every time a gold medal is awarded to a local athlete. The first light show was Monday night in honor of Vinny Hancock, who won another gold medal, his third in men's skeet shooting. The Rangers hope to snap their 12-game losing streak tonight against Arizona. The Diamondbacks have the worst record in Major League Baseball at 31-70. First pitch is 7:05 tonight at Globe Life Field.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.